Welcome to the Christian View Podcast. My name is Angela Roberts-Jones, and I am excited that you have tuned in. My hope is that you will be enlightened and encouraged by this view. Let's have a talk. Hello, everyone, and welcome to part two of Change Your Narrative, Change Your Life. Let's just pick up right where we left off. So fourth, change of mind. So in order to change your mind, you have to know your mind so that you will understand your journey and commit to change. So take this personal assessment of yourself as we just move along. And, you know, be open and be honest. It's just you and God. So number one, where are you right now? Spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, socially, economically, and vocationally. Number two, what do you like about where you are right now? As I said, it's not all bad. You've got to like something. Find some good. And number three, what don't you like about where you are right now? Number four, where do you want to be? Number five, what do you care deeply about? Number six, how has God created you? Number seven, where are you in your relationship with God? Number eight, how are you unique? Number nine, what are your spiritual gifts, your gifts and talents, your skill level? What are your strengths and weaknesses? And what, number 10, What are your life experiences and relationships with finances, your childhood, etc.? And how do these experiences relate to where you want to be in your life? And number 11, do you forgive easily? Do you interact with people well? Do you get along with your parents, your family? Number 12, how do you handle loss, conflict, grief, betrayal, rejection? Number 13, better yet, how do you handle love, fellowship, caring, and sharing? So you may say, well, these are a lot of questions. As a matter of fact, if you just email me or visit my website, I can make these questions available to you. So you can just take your time and reflect and examine yourself and write this in your journal, because change starts when we acknowledge that we need change. And the only way to know that you need change is to know who you are right now. So a change of mind is a change of your approach to life. It's a new perspective, a fresh outlook, a growing excitement and anticipation for something great, something momentous. And a mindset change evolves in the core of your very being. You want more. You want to move forward. You want progress. You want to be satisfied. You want to have some happiness in your life. You want to grow and be stretched to embody what God has promised. You have a vision, and you don't want to put your life in park and engage the parking lot or the parking brakes, so to speak. So in order to make this change take effect, you may need to change your perspective on love, on friendship, on money, on relationships, on food, or whatever. And again, last but not least, your relationship with God. Do you want to grow deeper in fellowship with God? Do you want to be in a position to possess, embrace, and embody greater? Do you want to be at peace and not be controlled by fear or the negativity around you? Do you want to possess the ability to remain focused on Jesus and Jesus Christ and your faith no matter what? You know, Romans 12 and 2, 12th chapter verse 2, the modern English version says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So I believe that truthfully, no one can change unless your mind is changed. And God can't work with your mind if you allow yourself to conform to the world around you and not confront the things around you. You know, you can change your behavior, but you will end up right back where you started because our lives are controlled cognitively. Even though we're spirit-filled, we still have to get in our mind who we are and what we need to do and where we're going in life. We can only do or be what we conceive and perceive in our minds. See, some of our beliefs must be confronted, and your mind has to be challenged. It's not always the way you think. We look at our perception of things and we think that our perception sometimes is right. Your perception might be your reality, but your perception might not be truth. But God can and will give us vision and the supernatural ability to see past today and comprehend beyond the capacity of our natural minds. That's why we rely on Him to lead us through change. And then number 5, devise a strategy. Now that you have written down your narrative, write out a plan and follow it. We have to work backwards. Where do you want to be? And then start working with that plan. You know, it's a myth to think that just because you pray about change and believe God for it, that it will just happen. Successful change comes from a plan that you can and will follow. That is, with the grace of God. See, there are some things that extend beyond human ability. So therefore, God will not only give you power to change, but He will help you clarify the purpose for this change and give or lead you to a step-by-step process to change. It's easier to move forward if you have a plan. But let me remind you that although you have a plan, you still have to be open to the results and where God is leading you. Every now and then, we have to tweak the plan. So one of my favorite scriptures is Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Verse 29 says, He gives power to the faint, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. So this is something to really meditate on and get into your spirit as you navigate through this fantastic change in your life. God will give you strength because every now and then we just get tired. I mean, it gets hard and challenging sometimes, but that's why we rely on God and not ourselves. So as you move forward, consider the following thoughts as you organize your steps to change. Make a decision to discipline yourself and follow the plan. You may have to tweak it here and there, as I just said, but make a decision to follow it no matter what. And you may even fall off the wagon. But get back up and jump right in. You know, as a matter of fact, my class, I'm in school right now again, but I'm enjoying as I study this pastoral counseling. But the teacher, our professor, also gave us an assignment to do our own personal care plan and to write it out. So I even wrote up my personal care plan and I printed it out and I taped it on the back of my bedroom door so that I can follow it. So you may have to do something like that. Whatever you have to do, you know, write little notes, stickies, put it on the bathroom mirror. Sometimes it takes those reminders in order for us to continue on this journey of change. So let me give you a few more tips as you devise a strategy. Let's use the GROW model. I like this illustration. You know, you spell GROW, G-R-O-W. G-R-O-W. This is the GROW model, okay? G stands for goal. R stands for reality. O stands for obstacles and options, and W stands for way forward. So G, set a goal. Set only maybe one or two at a time. And R stands for reality. Deal with it. Deal with your reality. Acknowledge it. Confront your reality. And O, look at your obstacles, but weigh your options. And W, way forward. Map it out. Map out your way forward. Pray about it. Meditate on it. You know, think about it. You know, break down your desired change into small steps and then tackle a little each day or every other day or every other week or month. You know, just a little bit at a time so that you can see some forward movement. So the following questions, though, let me give you a few more questions. You know, I like questions, but I said just hit me up or send me an email. Check out my website, and I will get these questions to you, okay? The following sample questions, these questions, you know, they'll help. They'll give you some details. So number one, what are your priorities? Number two, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? Three, what is it you truly desire? And I ask this question again, but all through this process, you have to keep asking yourself. Remind yourself of what you truly desire deep down and set that as a goal, one or two at a time. Number four, who can help you? Number five, what are the resources you need? That is financially, emotionally, physically, spiritually. Map it all out. Think about it. Number six, what skills do you need that you don't have right now? And number seven, how can you get them? Number eight, what training do you need to be more competent and effective? Number nine, who are the people in your life right now that can help you? Number 10, where do you need to step out in faith and take that risk? Because truthfully, everything won't be lined out. You won't be able to see everything. That's where our faith comes in. See, we walk by faith, not by sight. It does play a major role in this change. So number 11, what is the first step? And number 12, what's the second step? What's the next step? Now take the time, after you reflect on all of these questions, take the time to consciously and intentionally make a commitment to the change and the process and plan for this change. Commit. Look at the plan. And you know what? You still have to be realistic. Like, you know, is this really attainable? Because truthfully, it doesn't make sense to write a plan that you can't follow. So you might have to write, this might be your first plan. And then you might be able to elevate the next plan. You know, the next plan might take you to the next level. But you know, you need some simple positive steps to navigate through this initial process of change. So, you know, also, as I said, I want to reiterate this fact that there are times that in life when we have setbacks, because there are just crises, there are challenges, there are unexpected things happen to us, our family, our job, and it just sets us back some, but that's not the time to give up, but rather it's the time to revisit the plan and decide how you will sustain and maintain this change. And it's also important to celebrate each step and spend some time in worship and thanking God for bringing you this far. You know, step back and have some fun. I mean, have some fun with this thing. Do something to encourage yourself. And you have to be patient and consider how you will balance your life and the adjustments you have to make. You know, what is your self-talk? Everybody talks to themselves. What are you saying to yourself? That is, what do you rehearse in your mind about yourself and the challenges you face? You know, some years back when I went through my season of uncertainty, I had to encourage myself by reminding myself that I wasn't alone. God knew what I was experiencing. My life had changed in a split second. This was beyond my control. But I had to change in order to survive and come through this event healthy and whole. I had to realize that this was just an event. Although my life had been turned upside down, but it was just an event. And it would not last a lifetime. So I quoted this scripture and still quote it to this day, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You see, there we are again. There's that strength scripture. I just quoted Isaiah 40. Now this is Philippians, the fourth chapter. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, I play this song. It's actually a song as well. I play this song on the piano. I sing it. I chant it. I meditate on it. And this message is down in my spirit. Even now, as I make new decisions and move through challenging and even very positive changes, this scripture still speaks. Life is always changing. What about you? Do you realize that you can do all things through Christ? You just have to have faith that this change will happen. It will be positive and you will have joy. Yes, you can. And yes, you will go through this change. It's a process, but you can do it. When you talk to yourself, speak positive affirmations and not negative declarations. Evaluate your self-talk. What thoughts are running through your head when you're by yourself, when you're not watching television, when the room is quiet, when you're not out shopping? What's running through your head? What do you really think about yourself? But also take the time to list all of the wonderful, magnificent, and awesome things that can happen as a result of this change. Thank God in advance for His blessings, for resources, for wonderful friends and a beautiful family. Thank God for love and companionship, for financial blessings. You may be saying right now that this is not true in your life. Well, thank God for it anyway, and make the necessary change to have these things. So last but not least, number 6, embrace your new season. So let me encourage you to keep in mind that the desire to change and a change of mind does not always necessarily mean that your life is negative and chaotic and that you've done something wrong. So the desire to change can simply mean that you desire to grow, to prosper, to move to another level, to experience something new and exciting in your life. If you don't try something new, nothing new will happen. Let me say that again. If you don't try something new, nothing, N-O-T-H-I-N-G, nothing new will happen. So it's worth a try. You know, you have to pay attention to the world around you. Embrace the fact that you must change. Everything in this world is changing. The people in your life are changing. Your job is changing. Your organization is changing. Society is changing. Your church is changing. The community is changing. Your city is changing. As the world changes, we must all change. As a matter of fact, even the way we communicate and interact in relationships is changing. Cell phones, text messaging, the iPad and all other tablets, the internet, social media, video chat. I mean, all of this technology has changed the way we connect and even the way we do business. We don't even have to take a check into the bank to deposit it. We can just take a picture of it through the bank app and do a mobile deposit. I mean, everything is changing. Everything. So we have to change as the world changes. However, there is one thing for sure, And that is, God does not change, but he expects us to change. We are being transformed from glory to glory and from faith to faith. I love this scripture, Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. And it reads, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. In other words, if you're listening today, let me reiterate that times do change. Seasons do change. And as times change, seasons change, we must change. So the time to change is now. The season is now. Don't miss this moment. You know, change takes work. It takes sacrifice. It takes commitment. And you must be willing to rewrite your narrative. You are the writer, the producer, and you are the main character. Change your mind. Change your behavior and actions. Change your life. You are the author of your narrative. Write your narrative. Change your narrative. Change your life. I want to close in the words with the words of Denzel Washington. You all know Denzel Washington, the famous African-American actor. Well, he once said in an award speech about working hard, and I quote, this is what he said, without commitment, you'll never start. More importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship. So keep moving, growing, learning. See you at work. End quote. So let me say to you today, write your narrative, change your narrative, change your life. See you at work. Thank you for listening to the Christian View Podcast. I am so glad you joined us. Please share this podcast with your friends and family. We would love to hear your feedback. You can contact us on the web at www.thechristianview.org or the Christian View Facebook page or via Twitter and Instagram at pastor_ARJ. We look forward to hearing from you. God bless.